Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. A severe thunderstorm warning is in place for the central wheat belt today as a storm brews across the region. Heavy rainfall could lead to potential flash flooding and hail in Dowran, Gingin and Mora, with those impacted urged to take action now. Keep up to date on Emergency WA. New emergency accommodation and rapid rehousing programs are on the way to Leonora for DV victim survivors fleeing unsafe situations. It's part of the state government's $96.4 million investment into family and domestic violence support across WA. Member for Kalgoorlie, Ali Kent, says $4 million will be spent locally.
That's spread over 4 years for operational funding for a house in Leonora to be decked out and fitted out, and for that ongoing operational funding so that the women in Leonora now have a safe space.
The Goldfields designated area migration agreement has been extended for another year. The federal government adding 20 jobs to the list to help businesses find skilled workers from across the globe, with the initiative expanded to Laverton. City of Kalgoorlie-Boulder Mayor Glenn Wilson encouraging employers to get involved.
We'd just like to encourage Goldfields employers to benefit from the Dharma. It's a key tool for Goldfields employers to help attract skilled workers, and the Goldfields is a great place to live and work, and we're grateful to see families coming into the Goldfields.
Experts are warning Aussies to consider the potential dangers inside garages. It follows a surge in garage fires nationwide. Brooks Australia's John Griffin says we should be mindful of the potential hazards.
Paints, paint thinners, pool chemicals, and even now they could cause a fire, but also now with the evolution of so much in the lithium ion battery recharging stations, you've got e-scooters, e-bikes and a lot of cars.
In sport, another big week in the Avon Footy League. Quereting taking the win over Federal, finishing 81-79, while Cunderdin just missed out on the century in their 99-17 victory over Northam.